The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Glad you're joining us. This is the only place to be early on a Sunday morning if you're getting ready for church or heading off. This is a great way to spend your time listening to We the People Radio. You're with your hosts, Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward, and our awesome master of music, Bob Martin. He never fails to disappoint. That guy's got music stored everywhere, actually.
Bob's the reason you always hear us laughing in the background.
Hey, if you want to give us a call.
How's that for pressure, Bob?
Got music in my blood. Yes.
Oh, there you do. Hey, we're at We the People
Radio. I wonder if that's going to be covered by Obamacare. Music in the blood. I wonder if they're going to remove that.
It's a pre-existing condition.
We need to get get a TAC watch queued up so we can...
Hey, so if you want to find out more about this radio show, not much about the hosts, that's probably a good thing. And our guest today and all of our archive shows, go to wethepeopleradio.us and you'll find our media page. Any one of those archived shows after the from the previous year can be emailed directly out to friends and family anywhere. So make
and those
sure
pages
you do that.
Are indexed, so they update. Anytime there's an update, we update them. And if you've already sent that page to somebody, they will always get the current thing. And that's done by Robert Exter. So we have Robert and a Bob.
We have a great team.
We've assembled all the people with
Aaron, Elizabeth, Bob, and Bob.
Yeah, Bob and Bob. So anyway, really, honestly, stuff like this is a total team effort. And
it is.
And none of it was planned. You know, none of it was planned. We just all kind of
all fell together.
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes that's the best way. And Aaron and I like to laugh about the fact that...
We like to laugh about everything.
We do. We have a pretty good time here. We decided it was time to be ourselves. You know, screw protocol and...
Can we say screw, Bob? I don't think that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I did. I did it.
I had to look it up.
I was the first one that broke the barrier and the big gold ribbon with, semi-profanity when I said crap. Yeah, remember that?
Liz said crap. And then Bob had to say, we allow crap on the station.
Yeah. Anyway.
And now crap's like our buzzword.
Yeah, pretty much.
we need to acronym it. We'll work on that.
Yeah, we will.
We take emails for acronyms for crap if you'd like. It could be that climate regional transportation plan or whatever, or action plan, I mean.
Yeah, climate regional.
The climate regulatory action plan.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. That's why we say crap all the time.
All right, Gary, if you're out there listening, that's for you.
Yeah, climate regulatory action plan.
Hey, so, Aaron and I like to laugh and talk about the first time we sat down at these microphones, and from that day forward, we've never planned anything.
Well, that's got to be people are like, what other shows are on this morning?
And it seems to work out.
That's stressful.
It seems to work out.
You know what? It's always been about bringing people on who are experts with what they do and have knowledge that people wouldn't normally get anywhere else, and then not soundbiting them. You know, giving them time to talk, because so many times, you know, you listen to these programs and the person they brought on, it's like, for heaven's sakes, let them talk.
Yeah, they give you just a little bit to whet your appetite, and then that's it.
And then we invite them on our show, and they go, wow, I got to talk the whole time.
And I don't think I can talk for 2 hours. Well, we haven't found anybody yet that couldn't.
Exactly.
We're the antithesis of mainstream media. You know, we're going to tell you the truth about what you really need to know, because there is no other place to find it.
We're going to talk about all the crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So along our travels, we met, well, actually... We didn't meet Rosa.
How did we find Rosa Corey?
We didn't meet Rosa. It was Orlean Curla from the Eagle Forum. And she said, oh, there's this lady you got to talk to. She's in Santa Rosa, and she knows about all this stuff. And we were talking about smart meters and Agenda 21 and all that. And then we wound up doing a radio program with Rosa.
And it aired on Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. I forgot about that. And so anyway, she was here in real life to do a program for the Reading Tea Party last night.
Which was absolutely, unbelievably outstanding.
And by the time this show airs, it should be up on the media archives. And actually, we'll put
you
a link
to watch it.
There'll be a link on the radio page. If you go to wethepeople.us, there's a link to her probably 2-hour presentation last night.
Yeah, give yourself a couple of hours, and you really need to watch.
It was great, and it was entertaining.
People were spellbound, literally.
Yeah, it was funny. It's fun to watch from the front, you know.
You could hear a pin drop in that room.
Yeah. People were like...
Nobody even went to the bathroom. Nobody got up to go to the bathroom in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know they're spellbound when nobody.
Of course,
gets up.
We could take off on this wild tangent, but we'll stop ourselves at that.
We won't
point.
Do that. We're not going to do a repeat.
I think we did
that
on the last program.
Yes, yeah, we did. We did go there.
The PPTPs. We're not going there again.
We're not going there again.
Oh, good.
All right. So the UN Agenda 21 is the United Nations agenda for the 21st century.
Correct.
It actually is legitimate. It exists. It isn't. A theory or a conspiracy, it actually, you can find it within those hallowed halls of the United Nations.
Yeah. And so we thought we'd have Rosa come in the studio rather than talk to her on the phone, because it's fun when they're in the studio and everybody can see everybody's face and stuff. So, hi, Rosa.
Hi.
Hello. It was so nice to meet you last night. You didn't know I was sitting behind you.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You guys had never really
We'd
met.
Never met.
No.
We finally met at the Eagle Forum Conference, which was cool. Mm-hmm. And so then there were faces to go with the voices. And I thought, you know, she's got to come up here. People are going to really, really like that. You know, they like hearing everybody on the radio. But it's kind of like the question is always, they were awesome on the radio. When are they coming here?
Yeah, happens a lot.
It's great to be in person with people because I get so much fantastic energy from just being with people who either know something about this or are hearing about it for the first time and realize that they have to get on board and be active. We all have to fight United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development together.
Now, tell everybody about who you are.
Oh, wow.
And
how long do we have?
Because your resume is pretty impressive. That really lends a lot of legitimacy to your knowledge about Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not living in your mother's basement, you know, blogging.
No.
And you know this stuff.
Yeah, well, actually, I am a forensic commercial real estate appraiser and have been for about 28 years. And that means that I'm an expert in property values and land use, and I have to be prepared to testify to that in court. I'm a litigation support person. So I have worked for the government for 28 years.
And that's the Department of Transportation.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that, but since you did, go right ahead.
Bob, hit the button.
Can you take that out? Sorry.
We have no secrets here.
That's right. It's okay. I'm about to retire, and they're going to find all about this anyway. But, I'm not...
I just wanted to be the first to say it, I guess.
Actually, it's in my book. I'm not... what I'm saying is that I'm not representing the Department of Transportation in anything that I'm saying. I'm talking, as a private individual. But certainly, my position has given me an opportunity to develop my research. Research skills, that's what I am essentially, is a researcher in property rights and value. And over 28 years, I have learned a lot. So what I found was that we are in trouble. We're in deep trouble. And I'd like to be able to talk about that and kind of help your listeners understand where to look for United Nations Agenda 21, because it does not come with flashing lights or labels on it. So you have to be able to be sharp and see it in your community.
And it comes with a whole host of buzzwords, which actually is pretty handy, since most of the buzzwords have been brought out at this point. A lot of people are familiar, you know. You
hear green, smart, sustainable.
You hear smart anything, everybody's like, turn back.
Yes. Vibrant, walkable, bikeable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's
consensus.
Right.
Yeah, stakeholders.
We're going to talk a little bit, too, about the public meetings. For those of you that have been to some of these public meetings where they make you sit around like you're in kindergarten around these little tables and, you know, let's have a discussion and let's everyone introduce themselves. Hey, that's why I go to public meetings, so I can meet new people.
Yeah, where they bring you together to reach a predetermined conclusion.
Mm-hmm,
or just basically waste your time, and then they can go check the box that says we talk to the public and they're all on board.
That's what they're there for. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They give you your coloring books and your crayons and your gold stars.
They literally have stars and markers.
Yes, they do.
And just to make sure that you stay in line, they usually come armed.
Yeah, a lot of them. So we'll talk about those kinds of meetings and the tools that you can get. So for folks that are thinking, well, I don't know if I really want to get involved in any of this, sure you do. It'll be fun. You'll love it.
Get into the snake pit.
Exactly. All right. We're going to be back with you in 2 minutes. What do you got for us, Bob? Listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Time is really wasted. We'll be right back.
If you have a vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. I'm talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together.
Yeah, that's the American dream. We're all going to live in a building in Rabbit Hutch as we each get 400 square feet. Oh, won't that be sweet?
Another version of Kumbaya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome back to We the People Radio. This is pre-recorded, so you can call if you want to, but I don't recommend it.
There's no one here.
Because you would be really silly, and it would be embarrassing for you.
But you know what? If you go to wethepeopleradio.us, you can click on the listen button, and during the program here, the chat is up.
Yeah.
So you can...
Chatting and streaming.
Yeah. So, you know, you can talk to the other people that are listening, and that's usually kind of fun, mm-hmm. especially
we
if you're a mom.
Might be on the chat room. We might not. But you can chat amongst yourselves.
Move freely about the cabin and chat amongst yourselves. There will be no snacks served, but the doors will be open.
we are back with Rosa Corey. She has written a book called Behind the Green Mask. It's all about UN Agenda 21. So we're going to, like... segue right back into that.
Can we put a link to your book on the website?
I'd love for you to do that.
Okay, we're doing that because you know what? You should definitely go to the site now, whether or not you want to chat or anything else for that matter, but you should see the cover of the book because it is cool.
It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Who made that?
This was done by a fabulous illustrator, cartoonist named Barry Nathan, who I actually, since I did self-publish this book, the Post Sustainability Institute published this, and now I'm publishing Barry's cartoon book, which is fabulous.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be fantastic, and it'll be out probably in a month or so. And it's cartoons about United Nations Agenda 21.
Awesome.
You're going to love it.
Okay,
oh, I can't wait.
Send us a link to that, and we'll add that to the webpage. So, folks, check back for that one.
Because we keep our sense of humor. They may not have a sense of humor, but we sure do.
And you also have Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com.
That's correct. Okay. For those of you who are able to type Democrats without freezing up, and for everybody else, you can go to the Post Sustainability Institute. Wait, is that right? Let me check it. I forget. It's postsustainabilityinstitute.org, and then that is the postsustainabilityinstitute.org, and then from there you can just click right on a link to Democrats Against UN Agenda 21 if you don't want to type Democrats.
Okay. We like Democrats. We like smart Democrats.
That's right. Yeah. There's a few of us.
That's something good to bring up too, because I think a lot of times we the people get branded as we're haters and well, we are kind of haters. I mean, you know, last week we kind of thrashed on the environmental thing and all that, but honestly it all boils down to we're not big fans of lying, we're not big fans of manipulation, we're not big fans of things that are going to destroy America and what it stands for and our Constitution.
Sounds like a hater to me.
And so I guess we're haters. I mean,
well,
that's the definition.
And the point that I would like to make is regardless of how you vote or which party affiliation you align yourself with, the comment I liked that you said last night about Rosa, she's a Democrat, but she didn't check her brains at the door.
That's
exactly
right.
I mean, you're not exactly following your party lines on this particular
issue.
Well,
you know, my party's not following its own lines because I'll tell you that the Democrats are the last to know that the progressives are socialists. And if you go to...
And why is that?
Why don't they know? I don't know. I really don't. But I also did not know until fairly recently when I call myself a progressive, and I thought, I wonder what that means exactly. It seems hip, seems cool. Of course, who doesn't want to be progressive, right? So then I decided to check it out, and I did a little research, and I looked at it's DSA.org, I believe. It's Democratic Socialists of America. I took a look at them, and they are right on their website. They say that they are they're the source for progressive Democrats, the Progressive Democratic Caucus in the Congress, and that because the third party concept is not a strong one in the United States and that they can't hope to win an election as socialists, they have joined with the left wing of the Democratic Party. Now, when people call themselves progressive Democrats, they are aligning themselves with a socialist agenda. And I had no idea. So I'm really getting that information out there to Democrats because, you know what? It is not illegal to be a socialist in our great country. But if you are one, I want you to put that under your name when you're running for office and not Democrat.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it if it's so great.
Don't hijack my party.
That's a really good point. It's the same. I mean, it's the same with everything. I mean, if you vote for Republicans because you've always voted for Republicans, I mean, that's kind of like crossing the street without looking both ways.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
It's just silly. You may not make it to the other side. Mm-hmm. It's important to pay attention. You're actually voting for people, not parties. Mm-hmm. So there are people who are going to come up in this 2012, election that are going to be trapped by their party. It's like, you know what? It's time that we stopped being herded that way.
Mm-hmm. It's way past time.
Do your homework, folks.
Yeah,
you really do your homework.
Right. You had a great, it was a great visual. So obviously, people are like, hey, you're on the radio. So we'll give you the visual. She had said, to fight back in some of this stuff, you said, yeah, I put my toe out of the circle and I refused to do the hokey pokey for TSA.
That's right.
And I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, we had a great discussion about not following rules, didn't we?
Exactly.
Start with Costco. Mm-hmm.
Tell them your story about Costco. That was pretty funny.
Test the waters a little bit. When you get to the person checking you out at Costco, blow right past them. See what happens. Don't let them check your receipt. I swear that the sky will not fall and you won't get arrested.
Okay,
that is my personal dare.
Do people like yell at you?
Sure they do. And then I turn around and I said, does that mean I can't come back and spend money again? I mean, what are you going to do? Arrest me because I didn't let you check my receipt? Trust me, from the checkout to this front door, I didn't steal anything because you've got it laid out so that I can't.
But you would have if you could. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so test the waters. That's a good way to start.
Blow by the Costco checkout.
Tear the tags off your mattresses.
There's that, too. There is an excellent... Yes, my mother, who follows all the rules, she's hilarious. And I had joked with her. I said, hey, I want you to tossing a cartoon here across the desk. I told her, I want you to tell me I go to you cut the tags off your mattress. Because, I've always joked about that. My mother follows rules so closely, she probably doesn't. She goes, well, it says don't, honey.
Oh, no.
She totally said that. And I went and I looked. She seriously has all the annoying tags on her pillows and everything.
Really?
Because it says don't cut them off. Uh-huh. So, a few months ago, she gives me this cartoon. She cut out of the paper. She goes, I found the perfect cartoon. And it's got the devil. And he's like cracking the whip on all these poor slobs in line, and their hands are all chained together, and they're carrying little signs that say, tore the tag off my mattress with the flames behind them.
Well, this is really, when you're talking about being an American, we have a culture of individualism, and this is what's really powerful. One of the very powerful things about our nation is that we value individualism. For instance, Henry David Thoreau, who's one of our great thinkers and philosophers of American history, said that he, of course, if you march to a different drummer, however measured and far away, you want to respect each individual for their ability to be courageous and to speak the truth. And this, it's not so much just to just to step out of lines just for the heck of it, I mean, we're talking about preserving our country here. We're talking about not being good Germans. We're talking about not going along to get along. And this takes courageous behavior. This takes self-knowledge and understanding and awareness. And, you know, like I say, whenever I think this is a sign-off on my emails, and it's in my book, awareness is the first step in the resistance. And you are, if you're listening to this, and even if you're not, you're part of the resistance, because we will not go quietly. This is a fight that we are having now, and I hope that it doesn't get any, you know, I hope that it stays a fight of words and deeds. But let's remember who we are as Americans, and that is, we are courageous individuals who value individualism. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to preserve and protect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, that transcends party lines.
Absolutely.
That transcends, you know, liberal versus conservative. Mm-hmm. That transcends, you know, pro-choice. That transcends all those things. It transcends...
Social issues are personal choices. Social issues are individual opinions. And everybody's entitled to all of those.
Mm-hmm. And you can believe passionately for your opinion. But... if everybody has to agree on every single point, our army is so small. Mm-hmm. You know, and people will say, because we dealt with that lady down at the Eagle Forum Conference, you know, who just felt that if you didn't stand up, you know, on all these hardcore social issues, that you were selling out. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're in the terrible trouble we're in. And there are people out there who probably do believe that. But I'll tell you what. You know, anybody who's ever been to New York City knows that you do not need a walk light to cross the street, mm-hmm. because you go in packs of, don't you?
There you go.
You go in
it's
packs
true.
Of 60. You they know, can't hit true. All of you.
They can try. Well, you know, that's a funny thing. I'm glad you brought up the Eagle Forum and you mentioned that, you know, that that's where we first actually mm-hmm. met in person. Because, you know, obviously I am a liberal Democrat, or maybe not obviously, but I am a liberal Democrat. And I was invited to speak at the Eagle Forum, and I gave it a little bit of thought. Mainly because I knew that it was going to be filmed, and of course, the Democratic Party machine is always after me, saying that I'm a fake Democrat, that I'm not really a liberal.
Because you're off the reservation.
You know, yeah, exactly. They're going to pull my party card. They're going to purge me from the party. But, you know, I said, hey, this is important, and I will allow myself to be photographed under the Eagle Forum banner and stand up with the Eagle Forum, because this issue is way too important to allow anyone to fragment Americans. This is way beyond party, way beyond anything like that. I'm gay. That's fine. That's great. I happen to be married to my partner, Kay. That's terrific. I don't, you know, if you don't like that, that's cool. We have something way bigger than that to deal with.
Oh, you think there's
with.
Something more important than that?
You bet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, you know, and that's why when people come to the Tea Party, they go, oh, well, you guys are this, 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 or this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, we might be all those things if you went and asked individual people, but we don't tell people how to think here. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing, is that we don't tell people how to think. And that the only things that we have to agree on, that we just must agree on to go down the road together, is the limited government,
fiscal responsibility,
and the following of the Constitution.
And tearing the tags off your mattress.
And blowing past the Costco checkout.
And running past the Costco person.
And not doing the hokey pokey in front of the x-ray machine at the airport.
Parking in the pink zone in front of St. Joseph's. And
Well, when we come back...
And there, you know, that kind of...
We are going to come back,
oh, wait,
right?
We got to take a break.
Hey, so, but when we do, let's chat a little bit about how you started this fight and why.
Oh, sure. Let's
exactly, because that is an excellent story. You guys are going to love it. All right, you got 2 minutes. We'll be back with you at We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at NorthStateConsultants.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
You know, I wish we had a webcam because you've got three bobbleheads sitting around the microphones. We're gonna put ourselves in the dash of the car. Welcome back to We the People Radio.
For all the good Germans listening this morning.
That one was for Charles.
Yeah, Russian next.
Yeah, we need some...
So we are at KCNR 1460. Go to wethepeopleradio.us. We're chatting and streaming live.
We're not... Yeah, we're chatting on the chat room, but we're not chatting on the phone.
No, we're not.
Don't call us. We've pre-recorded.
Again, you would be embarrassed.
This
because
no
one will answer.
This is us in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are like, wow, it's funny. This is like them in the morning. They're just goofy all day long.
Can't tell the difference.
No, we can't tell the difference. And, you know, the more...
We are.
The more dire the circumstances get, I don't know. You know, it's terrible, but I've always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if somebody gets really, like, especially if somebody
Do you laugh when people fall down?
Oh, my God. Like, on their way to the ground. I mean, I don't even wait until they... started bleeding. It's terrible. And God forbid, you know, somebody really gets angry. I mean, like crazy mad.
You start laughing.
It's terrible. It is terrible. I remember I dated a guy in college who had serious anger issues. What was I doing? But he used to get really mad. And the madder he got, the harder I laughed. And it was terrible because...
And then the madder he got.
It was not good. So we seem to be perfectly suited to deal with these horrible, heady, you know, worldwide crushing.
Well, some of them
crushing.
Are so
it's just too
completely
much,
completely over the top, ridiculous, and ludicrous that you have to laugh.
Well,
seriously,
I mean, Rosa, when you talk to folks, I mean, especially people who don't really know what's going on with a lot of this, they think that it's a lot of folks out there think that it's California's environmental laws have gone crazy and off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, they live in California, perhaps, and California is always known for, you know, being kind of nutty.
But hence the UN, United Nations.
Exactly. Well, they don't realize, and that's we try to do that on this show. That's why we bring people from other places,
right?
You know, the commercial fishermen we have on periodically from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with all the same stuff.
It's all over. I go all over the country, and it's everywhere, and it's the same everywhere. And it's because they get their rules and laws out of a box.
Go into that again.
And it's so, you know, this is really something that people don't know. And I want to speak to planners out there, to people who are university students who are studying planning. That book that you're studying, Growing Smart, a legislative guidebook with model statutes for planning and the management of change. That book was commissioned by the President's Council on Sustainable Development, and they commissioned the American Planning Association back in 1993 to come up with this book so that they could get United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development into every single city and town and state in the entire United States. And United Nations Agenda 21 is an action plan. And part of it is that the way that it is enacted in every city, county, and state in the United States and across the world is with land use planning and water restrictions and energy restrictions. And a lot of it comes out of that box of laws and statutes and ordinances called Growing Smart, a legislative guidebook. So you're studying that, and you don't realize probably that that information is given to every single planner in every university in the entire United States and is in every single planning department in the country. And that is why all of your cities and towns are looking the same, because they all get their laws and rules out of that box of rules that comes from the American Planning Association, a private group that was paid several million dollars by the President's Council on Sustainable Development. And this is the way that your country is homogenized and the way it is brought into line with the action plan for the 21st century, Agenda 21.
So in a nutshell, the whole premise behind sustainable development and living is that the end game is to get human population completely out of the rural areas. So let's say you live in Northern California like we do. Not only are they going to pull you in to the city of Redding, but then they'll eliminate the city of Redding and pull you into the bigger metropolitan areas. They want everybody off the land.
Yeah, the goal is to move people out of rural areas. And if you're sitting in your rural, you know, you're out there on 10 acres or whatever and you're cozy, you know, sitting by the fire this morning thinking, this is just totally ridiculous. Nobody's moving me out of my, you know, house. Well, you know what? Vehicle miles traveled taxes are coming your way. The longer, the further you drive, the more you're going to pay. You're finding rural counties that are not paving your rural roads anymore.
Yeah, talk about what's going on in
Sonoma County.
Yeah, give us those numbers again.
Okay,
those were good.
I live in Sonoma County, California. It's just 1 hour north of San Francisco. And in this county, we have 1,384 miles of rural roads. And our county supervisors have just announced that they will only be paving 150 miles of that 1,384 miles of county roads, that there's just not enough money to pave these roads. And they're even talking about pulverizing them and turning them back to gravel. That's 1,200 miles, more than 1,200 miles
now,
of roads.
Now, what will that do to the property values of
Absolutely.
People that live out there?
If you live on a rural piece of property out there and you can't get to your property, you think that's going to impact your property value, and then you're going to lose it to the bank. And then you're going to be looking for that low-income housing that's downtown in Redding or whatever town it is, along the railroad corridor where there's non-existent high-speed rail, but your taxes are going to pay for that rail that doesn't exist. That's a way to drain your income. Or another thing that you might be paying for is that bus service that doesn't go where you want to go, but you better get on your bicycle because that's how you're going to be getting around, because otherwise you're going to be paying high gasoline prices and vehicle miles travel taxes. So this is the way, of course, they're going to restrict your water use. They're going to monitor your water well. They're going to restrict your greenhouse gas emissions. And this is the way that you are brought out of the rural areas, brought out of the suburban areas. Oh, no more postal service. No more police service. Can't get the police and fire there.
And look, folks, if you pay any attention at all, it's already happening.
That's
closing. They're closing some of these post offices.
Oh, yeah.
Up north of us by Dunsmuir and out in Callahan, out in the Scott Valley. And so people will have 20-plus miles to go to get their mail.
Which they'll be charged for.
That's right. And this is United Nations Agenda 21, the action plan for sustainable development. Because you know what? Here's what sustainable development is. It's development in the present that does not threaten the future generation's ability to meet their needs. But you know what? All they have to do is say that whatever it is you're doing now is threatening future generations' ability to meet their needs. No proof necessary, and in fact, you're going to be dead by the time they figure that out, so it doesn't matter. The reality is the ends are the means. The means are what we're talking about. We're talking about, and let's just cut to the chase here, we're talking about a totalitarian state in progress right now. And yes, I am a liberal Democrat, but I did not check my brain at the door, as we said. And I have questioned authority all my life. To me, that's what being a liberal Democrat meant. And
oh, really?
Oh,
we thought you guys were down for keeping the mattress tags on the bed.
No. So here we go.
We've actually been fighting the same, we've been going the same direction.
Hey, I've been an anti-war protester since I was, you know, holding it big enough to hold a sign. And, you know, that's question authority of your government. Your government is not your friend.
Oh, no. We're from the government, and we're here to help.
Oh, no, wait. I was given a fantastic quote from George Washington, not from him himself, but the quote is from George Washington.
I didn't think you'd been around that long.
They said in the paper I was 50. That was accurate.
I wanted to know, how did they get your age, and why was that relevant?
The guy asked me that at our little public
why
meeting.
Do they always
how old are you? I said, I'm 50. I don't know. I wonder if maybe you just thought
I'm
I wouldn't
care. Curious.
Tell
like, not to get off track or anything.
I know.
Why does that matter?
What do I care?
They got nothing else to say.
It's because my comment was that the meeting was like second grade. Maybe he was just trying to discredit me.
That's right.
Yeah, you're too old to remember second grade.
Those Delphi meetings.
Yeah,
are
she's
second
old and
grade.
Old and yeah. nutty. She doesn't know. But you know,
it was just like second grade, except for the armed guards.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, guards. I don't remember that.
I know.
And don't give any of those kindergartners a gun.
And there was no nap,
or graham crackers. They did not have snacks.
That's true.
Ooh.
That's true.
Can you believe it?
You know, they do have snacks at the Delphi meetings that they have in Sonoma.
What?
In the South Bay and in all over the nine counties of the Bay Area. And I think that that's how they can justify refusing you entry to a public meeting.
They don't
because
have enough
they
snacks.
Say you register and they only have enough
snacks.
Seating, so-called, for 100 people. So they keep you out of a government meeting that you should be entitled to attend because they're giving you food.
The and, snack police.
Yeah, the
oh.
snack.
Oh, God.
Oh, they'll go stop at nothing.
That is interesting.
Isn't it?
Okay, so we're talking about the meetings. All right, I want to tell you this, though. Government is not the reason. It is not eloquent. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Nice.
That was our first.
George Washington.
That was our first president. Yeah. Figured that out.
I got a good one for you. It's in my book, and it is, here's this. This is from Thomas Jefferson. It's from Notes on the State of Virginia, 1787. He says, "It is error alone that needs support of government. Truth can stand by itself."
Brother, that is, gosh, you mean we don't need 9,000 scientists to tell us that the coho salmon don't belong at that elevation and that, wow.
That's right. Scientific consensus? Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, let's. How about this? Bob, can we take our break a teensy bit early and then have more time next time? Because we're going to talk about the evil meetings.
Oh, right.
We want to really go into that because there,
let's do it.
There are a lot of public meetings out there and people don't go because they don't feel like maybe they are well-versed on the subject or this, that, or the other. And my goal is to get everybody at these public meetings because it is about volume of smart people.
That's good.
Let's are we cool?
We're cool.
All right. We are going to be back with you in 2 minutes here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
Streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Another great choice, Bob. You are joining the end of the first hour of We the People Radio. Aaron, Elizabeth, Bob Martin, and our very special guest, Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21.
Because as we speak, they are putting another brick in the wall.
United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century. And I just want to say on this book, I was flipping through it on the break, you have 20 pages in the back of this book of specific things that people can do.
And it's a short book.
I was going to say, it's not a very big book either. How many pages
are in the book? And a lot, there's roughly 170. And we were talking about discussing in detail public meetings. And you talk about how to attend attend a public meeting, mm-hmm. what to look for and what not to do.
Uh-huh, right.
And, so, you know, let's go with it.
Yeah, I'd love to, because this is your opportunity mm-hmm. to really get down and dirty. And you are, of course, going to be invited to a visioning meeting. This is what your government does. This is the Delphi Technique. Now, the Delphi Technique was created by the RAND Corporation. It is a mind control technique. It is being used now on you in every single government meeting that you attend where you're invited. And this is the goal of the Delphi Technique is to bring a group of people to a predetermined outcome while giving them the impression that it was all their idea and it has been changed and molded by their input. In fact, you have no voice at all. You are given the illusion of having a voice. You are invited to those stakeholder meetings, those visioning meetings, those charrettes, those workshops, in order to have the government say that they got your buy-in, that they have the citizens' consent. But the reality is, this is the new consensus neutralizing the opposition.
Now, Aaron, and not just to interrupt very briefly, very quickly, Aaron had attended a meeting several months ago uh-huh. where they used the Delphi technique. Mm-hmm. They told people to write down their preferences, their ideas on butcher paper, which
the butcher paper was already on the walls
yeah,
with
sure.
pre-printed things all around it. You know, the meeting was called Health in All Policies.
Yeah.
HIAP, right?
Okay.
So I go to this thing and it was kind of a work deal. So, you know, I thought, okay, I better go, you know, represent our office and go to this thing. And I'm thinking, I don't know anything about this.
Right.
I get in there. Good grief. Here they have these little foursome tables set up mm-hmm. with magic markers
right.
and little post-it notes.
And gold stars.
Gold stars.
And no, they came out later.
Yeah.
And so they had all these magic markers and stuff. And I'm looking at this and, you know, I'm not very compliant. I used to have to go to meetings a long time ago when I had to go to stuff where they wanted you to share. That was real big. That was big in like in the 80s, early 90s. I used to have a button that said sharing and had a red circle and a line through it. That was my name tag. It was like, you know what? I don't want you to be confused,
yeah.
you know, about how I'm going to play this game. So I walked in and I was like, oh, where's my no sharing button when I need it? And around on all the walls were all their concepts for this health and all policies uh-huh. thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, one of them, first thing I saw was that they thought that all state workers should be issued bicycles so they could ride to work. And I'm like, excuse me, I have a question. And the girl that was the moderator, this is also a classic thing. They bring in the moderator.
It's a facilitator, that's right.
And this gal was a rookie. You mm-hmm. could tell. She wasn't a public, excuse me, she wasn't a public speaker. And, of course, neither am I today. And she sits there and does anybody have any comments? And I said, well, hey, that bicycle thing, that's ridiculous. And everybody was like, oh, my God, you know, she can't say ridiculous. You know,
right. Did you dare to challenge?
Yeah, how awful are you? And then, boom, out comes this other lady out of nowhere with her little stretchy gaucho pants and her boots, you know, with her hands on her hips. It was just hilarious. I wish I had a video camera. And she's standing there and she says, well, that's not something we say. We are respectful to everyone
yeah.
here. And I said, okay, mm-hmm. look, this is the deal. Let's just talk about the money. I said, how are we going to afford bicycles for everybody? There's no money here. Now, the people in the room were from Caltrans.
Mm-hmm.
They were from county government. They were from state government. Mm-hmm. They were from all different venues.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, you honestly think that all the people in California that work for the state need to have a bicycle issued to them so they can ride to work? Are you kidding me? How's that going to work?
Yeah.
And so what about the people who, you know, the lady goes, well, that would just be a better example for our citizens. I said, yeah, that's fantastic. But, you know, if history is any kind of a teacher, let's see. We'll have the people who don't know how to ride a bike because they're a knucklehead. And so they'll be on disability now because they can't ride their bike to work. And then what about the dope that rides off the curb and, you know, breaks his arm? Well, we're on the hook for him. What about the guy who lives 20 miles away and he's got to get up yesterday to ride to work today? We got to pay for that? Is that an hourly deal? I mean, how is all this going to happen?
Fast forward to what they did with the input.
Well, we go through and we were bad.
The input they say they want.
Yeah, we were bad. So we were, you know, I had another person at my table. Kind of, there were a couple of us, and it's real interesting the way I picked my table. I said, "Isn't global warming ridiculous? Because if we really had global warming, it wouldn't be freezing rain outside because it was winter time and it was really cold, and a whole bunch of people left my table."
They'll do that because they don't want to be associated with you
exactly.
in any way.
So I wound up sitting with someone who was like
this
fun.
Happens
like
to me quite often where people will get up and move as soon as they see who I am. And of course, I don't put on a name tag, and so I'll be pointed out and identified. People will move away from me, and I will deliberately go and sit at certain tables, particularly where elected officials are, because I just get such a kick out of seeing them stand up and walk away from me because they don't want to be seen with me.
Yeah, that whole squirmy thing.
Delphi can be used, first of all, it can be used on just one individual, all the way up to all the people of the world. And that is what's happening right now.
So I'm gonna fast forward for Aaron.
Exactly. Well, okay, so we go through all this stupid stuff, right? And we get into all these ridiculous things, and 4 hours go by, right?
Yeah.
4 hours. And so then they give us these little stars, and we had to go put them on the butcher paper by the things that were most important to us. We had 10 blue stars and 11 green stars, and the blue ones are more important. People actually were sitting there at their table going, wait a minute, which were the most important one? I go, here, take mine. I'm not putting them up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy looks at me and he goes, well, why not? I said, because they're going to take all that paper and they're going to ball it up and they're going to throw it away.
That's right. It's going in the round file.
Yeah. And the administrator lady goes, oh, no, we're saving all this. And I said, wait a minute. I thought you told us at the beginning of this that you made the policy last week. And since this meeting had been postponed, this was now after the input period. Mm-hmm. So no input's being taken because the policy's been drafted.
Right.
Well, we're going to save all this. Oh, okay. The guy next to me, I go, I'll bet you $10 they throw this away.
Mm-hmm.
So we just loitered and pretended like we were packing up our stuff, and we hung out and we waited, and oh, they started taking the butcher paper off the walls and folding it carefully, and then 10 minutes went by, and then there was like, then when the lady had her foot in the garbage can on the last wadded up, balled up
chunk. They threw it away.
Oh, yeah. It was being crushed into the garbage can, and she had her foot all the way in the can. And I said, hey, did somebody write down all the things on that? Because I'd like to see. I had a couple of comments.
Right.
And she goes, I don't think we wrote this down. I said, well, are you going to take that garbage can with you? Because I think that belongs to the building.
Yeah.
And it was like, busted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's just
no intention of saving.
We attended a fish and game meeting last week, a bunch of us. First thing that the gal said to me when we walked in was, we won't be taking any notes at this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If you're giving input and they're not taking notes,
mm-hmm.
what are they doing with
your
input?
You had to go home and put them in online.
Yeah, it's just an illusion, you see, because their whole point is that they say, well, we had 80 people show up or we had 50 people show up, and therefore we did our job. We got input from the public. What the actual input was is irrelevant because the plan is going to be published,
right.
And they're going to be doing that plan the way they had planned it, and your input is simply illusory. You are window dressing, and that's what it's all about, you see. I have, it's good, you know, I'm glad you mentioned my book because in the back of it I have a section on how to anti-Delphi a meeting.
I saw that.
And it's really effective, and you do need to do it, and you need to know how to do it.
You got a plan. It's a
planning. If you don't do it
thing.
Right,
yeah.
They will point you out, and you will be considered to be someone who is targeting them, and everyone in the audience will think that you're bad. So you have to understand how to do this correctly so that they target you, and then the entire audience can see that actually it's a manipulation, and it is there is no consensus.
Now, at this fish and game meeting that we attended, I think that even though we did not plan the Delphi, anti-Delphi technique, we had a tremendous amount of people from the Tea Party go to that meeting. Very few of us put name tags on, and we ended up sitting all at different tables.
Yes,
we were not together.
Right.
So at each individual table, we were able to challenge and question without being shut down and not having anyone else here because we were all doing the same thing. I felt like it worked out pretty well,
that's
actually.
That's excellent.
A lot like that health and all policies thing. I guess my point in telling you some of the things mm-hmm. that were discussed is that we spent 4 hours doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Tax dollars paid for that.
Yeah.
Tax dollars paid for all those people to come from all those agencies.
Yeah, look at that.
For nothing.
To talk about stuff as stupid as Allstate workers getting bicycles. It's
mm-hmm.
like, are you kidding me?
They Delphi'd government agencies. And
yeah.
this is it's not just individuals in your city or town. They're actually Delphi'ing people who are in government government agencies, and in fact, elected officials are being Delphi'd. So that, you know, when you say, do people understand what they're doing with Agenda 21? How can they be traitors to the country? Do they really? No, they are. People are being indoctrinated, and in fact,
don't they call them useful idiots?
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
I don't say that to be rude.
No, man. And you know what? Hey, that is the term. Another brick in the wall. You know, outcome-based education is training your children. It's indoctrination. They're being trained like dogs. People are being trained to think of themselves as a threat to the planet and being manipulated and managed so that they will give the right answers, so that they will behave correctly, and so that they will join together in a have the nerve to stand up and speak out and object.
Yeah. There was a movie that came out years and years and years ago, and then my husband constantly refers to, and it was the zombies. And he tells me all the time, he said, you know, the first time I saw that movie, I saw what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah, I like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's my...
Yeah,
that's the one I think
of. I'm a big fan of Super Troopers, but that's just because it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, you look at some of this stuff and you realize that everybody gets brought in, and the biggest thing is that we're not... It isn't the political correctness, because that's kind of the buzzword, is, oh, everybody's being politically correct. It really isn't. It's silencing.
That's right. Silencing.
Ooh, we better go, or we're going to miss the news. You got 5 minutes. Get back with us here at WeThePeopleRadio.us. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Now go grab.
Another hour of We the People straight ahead here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of We the People Radio. This is a pre-recorded show, so don't call. But you can go to WeThePeopleRadio.us, join the chat room, and we're also streaming live. There you will find our media page and everything about today's special guest, Rosa Corey, of Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. You know, and in the last hour we were talking about public meetings and how they have a predetermined outcome before you ever get there. I wanted to read something out of your book, if I could. It talks about the Delphi technique, which is something else we were discussing, and how it is used to manipulate the attendees of the meeting. And our job as citizens is to understand the Delphi technique and to thwart that technique when we go to these public meetings. And this is a little excerpt on page 147 of the book written by Rosa Corey. And basically it says that these public meetings are political theater. The facilitator relies on the compliance and the obedience of the group in order to run the meeting to the desired outcome. Your job as a citizen is to break the mesmerizing cadence of the totally orchestrated meeting and expose the gears behind the screen.
Mesmerizing is a great word. Mm-hmm. They, last Thursday, you know, people coming in. And the thing that was interesting about Thursday, there were a lot of people there that I didn't know. A lot of us didn't know. So these weren't folks that were super, they weren't even familiar with what type of meeting this was, but they had everybody in a long, long line coming in with one sign-in sheet. You know, one sign-in sheet, and it was taking forever. And the little girl behind the desk with the little voice, she wanted to talk to every single person and give everyone a name. And it was like, are you kidding me? This is going to take forever.
And being the person that I am that blasts through Costco lines, I decided that I did not need to sign in, and I just got out of line and walked into the room. She called me back, and she goes, we really prefer that no one enter the meeting room without signing in first.
And I said,
I gave her a fake name.
I said, I really prefer not standing in line forever, and I don't think these people do either. So I walked up and I grabbed all the papers and spread all the sign-in sheets out. So we had like 5 sign-in lines, which was disconcerting for her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, said, no, I don't need a name tag. And then I heard people behind me, no, I don't want one either. No, I don't want one either.
Yeah.
So then we go in to find out the tables are all in a little circle and stuff. And it was very interesting. People I'd never seen before. I've never seen them before. People said, what is this? What kind of deal is this anyway?
But when
they were really mad about it.
But when they also look around the room and see 8 armed personnel from Fish and Game, that kind of pisses them off.
Right. You see this intimidation. You do see intimidation in public meetings. I have seen it where they have police officers, where they'll be standing around the sides of the room with their hands on their belts. And this is just another way to let you know that as a citizen, you are powerless. But I'll tell you what. We are not powerless because the thing about United Nations Agenda 21 is it is a globalist plan that is implemented locally. And as I like to say, that is its strength. It's everywhere. But its weakness is that we are also everywhere and that we can fight this locally. But you have to be aware. And that is part of what you're doing now is making yourself aware, getting educated, and learning how it is that you can anti-Delphi these meetings, which is, you really want to do this right because you don't want to be targeted as the person who's disrupting the meeting, and because then they'll show you as being a troublemaker and everyone will kind of give you the eyeball and, you'll be the person who, is just the bad person. What you want to do is you want to effectively turn that meeting upside down and around so that everyone who is participating, meaning the real human beings in the meeting and not those shills who are installed in that meeting to pretend to be citizens but who are really there from nonprofits and government agencies, but the real people like you who are there. You want to have those people recognize that this is, in fact, a really orchestrated, manipulated meeting, and that, in fact, it is not about their opinion. It has all been directed and predetermined in advance. So what this is political theater, and it's exactly right. So you have to, it's a fairly straightforward information in the book, and it really tells you how to take care of this and how, because you're not going to be changing the point of view of the facilitator who's running the meeting.
Right.
It's not about that. It's about taking control of that meeting, of the minds, and assisting the people who are in there to see that their minds are being manipulated by that facilitator. And then eventually, when that facilitator gets kicked out on their butt and the people say, we're not having any. And I have a great example of that in my book, these people in Picayune, Mississippi, who kicked these smart growth planners right out of their town and did a fantastic job of anti-Delphi-ing. And this is something that we need to know, all of us across the country, that we can rise up and take back our country.
So let's dissect that one, because it was an odd thing. Typically up here anyway, what they've done is they're having some meeting about something or other, and then they make this, they show you, a little kindergarten movie at the beginning about something, or have some little, meaningless presentation. And then they kind of pat everybody on the head and they say, now we're going to break into groups later.
Yeah.
And we're going to answer questions that way. We're not going to take any questions from the audience, of course, because, we might all turn into an angry mob or expose.
You'll be heard. They don't want you heard. They do not want to give you a voice.
They want us to be herded, not heard.
That's exactly right.
Okay, when people walked in and they saw these tables, well, it only took you about 1 second to figure out there were about 3 times more people than there were seats at these tables. And so people were like, what's with the tables? We came here to learn about what this vision thing is.
Yeah.
We don't get it. And the guy said, well, we're just going to get to know each other and we're just going to discuss. And they said, but wait a minute, we don't want to do that. And the lady at the door said, you're not capturing comments. So what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is these are consultants running these meetings oftentimes. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is they're just getting their numbers up so that they can say then when they're publishing their report that we had on X date this number of people in the room and we have done our job and complied with our contract, our consulting contract. It's not about you. It's not about your point of view. That all goes in the round file. This is a manipulation. And, you want to know where your property, where your government dollars are going, where where your tax dollars are going, they're going to pay consultants. And you want to ask yourself, why is it, you know, the consultants have plausible deniability. They cannot be held to the, you know, their feet are not held to the fire. Those should be government employees that are giving you those supposed brainwashing meetings so that you can turn on them and say, you know what, we're defunding your agency. And that's what we need to do. I've got, you know, I really want to encourage people to take a look at this book. It's a very affordable book. I'm selling for about what it cost me to produce it. The reason...
Yeah, it's $15, yeah. Which is nothing.
And the reason is because I want the information to get out to people. We need this across the country, and it is going all over the place.
We're going to have a link. We'll have a link on the website for people to be able to,
because,
to get it that way.
This is stuff that we all need to know, and we have been kept in the dark. We are definitely the mushrooms. You know, the people of the United States have been manipulated, Delphi'd, and we are waking up and we are stepping out and saying, no, we will not have it.
This is also called, and I know we just have a minute left, but this is also called consensus building.
Yes, that's right.
That's the other word that we really need to work in here.
Yeah, and I'd love to talk about that when we come back, how that came, how that, this is jargon. This is the way that our language has been manipulated, and so that it consensus ends up meaning neutralizing your opposition, which is us.
And community building.
Uh-huh.
So goodbye, individual.
That's
We're
right.
all about, you know, the community.
It's really community destroying. In fact, when you look at their jargon, usually if you just reverse it, that's what it really is.
Well, you know, it's funny because we know this in our interpersonal life. You know, sometimes when we look at this stuff politically, it becomes muddied, you know, and it's easy for people to say, oh, you know, you're wrong and this and that. Think about it like a partnership. Think about it like a marriage. If you take two people who are basically, you know, weak-willed and screwed up, you know, whatever your definition of screwed up is, but these are people who are not, you know, not real solid, and you put them together, you don't get a strong entity. You just vacillate between their weaknesses back and forth and back and forth. But you take two strong people, put them together, that's very, very different. So when we take our whole town, our whole whatever it is, our city government, our county government, state government, and our country, and we make everybody messed up, and we shove them all together, we're just going to get a big pile of goo.
That's right. And think about what you get when you get strong government and weak people.
That's a different kind of goo.
And this is what we're getting now.
That's scary.
Scary goo. Well, we'll see what Bob has queued up for us on the scary goo. We'll be back in 2 minutes here at We the People Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair, because I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touch, but maybe showers remind me of a psycho tumor. That's why
I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me, who's playing tricks on me.
All right. I'm not going to blather on and on and on. You're listening to We the People Radio. Rosa Corey, it's back to you.
Oh, yeah, and they are watching you. You know that. This is domestic surveillance is the, you know, is the latest little pod in their box. And you know that they're doing it because we, in fact, know that there are these little hummingbird-sized, you know, domestic surveillance devices that are, in fact, I just saw it in the New York Times that more and more drones are being used all the time.
So if you see a lot of hummingbirds flying around your house but you never put out any sugar water, you know you're in trouble.
That's right. They're watching you.
Or one seems to be running out of batteries.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I wish I was kidding about that. Like I like to say, I wish I was crazy. You know, it's too bad I'm not. And, you know, this is, if in fact, United Nations Agenda 21, sustainable development, of course they have the jargon, it is a recipe for destruction. That's what we're talking about. And if you're talking about paranoia, you know, the disaster
scenario. Are we talking about paranoia?
Well, in a way, you are. When we're talking about somebody, we're in the shower, you know.
That
paranoia. But you know what? Here we go. The disaster scenario is laid on you by your government, by every single agency in your government, by every single class you take, no matter whether you're in kindergarten all the way up to graduate school. You're being told that the planet is in danger and you are at fault, and this is all about your wastefulness, your incredible determination to remain an individual instead of being part of the common good. And you know, this is communitarianism. Mm-hmm. This is the heart. This is the political and social philosophy of United Nations Agenda 21. This is antithetical to the way that the American legislative and judicial system is established. We are innocent until proven guilty. But under communitarianism, every individual is a threat to the common good. So, you know, I want to talk to you just for a minute about what this looks like to you. Because, like I said, it doesn't come with flashing lights, and it's not identified as UN Agenda 21. That's how they could say that you're a tinfoil hat nutcase.
Sure.
Because, hey, you know, right up until very recently, they were, you know, your government was even pretending that United Nations Agenda 21 didn't exist, and that, in fact, under Clinton, the President's Council on Sustainable Development in 1993 didn't in fact sign on to instating the action plan for sustainable development in the United States. But that is the case. And George H.W. Bush did sign on to Agenda 21 in 1992 for you. And it is actually happening right now. So I want to tell you what it looks like, okay? So let's give you some scenarios, some questions to think about. Will your child have a criminal record if he calls another kid a queer? Will you be held responsible if your employee shoots someone and you knew he was upset over a breakup with his wife? Will your 15-year-old daughter be strip searched at the airport? Will you lose custody of your 10-year-old because he is obese? Will you be evicted from your apartment because you smoked on your balcony in violation of a local ordinance? Will you be taxed for driving 15 miles to work instead of riding your bike? Will you be fined for watering your vegetable garden? Will your smart meter be used to tell advertisers what to sell you and be shut off remotely if you don't fall into line? Will your smart vehicle with remote shut-off capability be shut down by someone in your state capital while you're driving? Will your neighbor report you to the community-oriented policing unit of your local police department because you seemed to be acting strangely? Will you be denied the right to use the water in your well? Will you be required to pay triple your original electricity rates because your town has decided to go into the power business, community aggregate power generation? Will you be required to donate acres of your ranch land for county open space before you can put a house on it? Will you pay years of property tax without receiving any services for it because redevelopment debt has crippled your city? Will you be required to do mandatory volunteering before you can get your child into Little League? Will you be accused of not caring about the planet if you question sustainable development? your rights have been balanced. Welcome to the New World Order of the 21st century.
So if you really enjoy living in a single-family residential home with a yard...
You're a threat to the planet. That is not sustainable.
Yeah. That's right. No, they really don't believe that individual homes are sustainable.
No question about it. It's not about belief. It has been identified. It is identified along with private vehicle ownership and use, along with appliances, meat eating, air conditioning. These are unsustainable and a threat to the planet, identified in 1992. And this is the pressure that you are under. You're starting like those frogs in a pot. Mm-hmm. You're starting to feel hot. Your butt's feeling a little bubbly. Well, I'm telling you that we're not just at the beginning. We're getting into the end game now. And it's time to get on board. There's nobody going to be on the sidelines here, because you will lose your single-family residence. You will lose your private vehicle. I am not crazy. This is not some fantasy. Agenda 21 is not Area 51. It's not Catch 22. This is really happening, and your government is on board, and I'm talking about your local government. I'm talking about right down right here in River City.
Yeah, look at your redevelopment agency.
That's right, I mean, here in Reading.
That's an applied... That's the application. That's the on-the-ground application.
You're paying for it. You see, your transportation dollars and your redevelopment takes your property tax dollars and redistributes them for 30 to 45 years. And you know what? Reading, California, which is where we're sitting right now, 25% of the land area of the city of Reading is in a redevelopment area. That's 10,000 acres. And we're talking about an area that now, that money does not go into your general fund, does not go to pay police and fire, doesn't go to keep your parks watered, doesn't pay for, any of the things that you expect your city to be doing for you. And then your city is more strapped for cash and will be willing to take what? They're willing to take grants from government agencies
with
like
your taxpayer
EPA.
Dollars. It's amazing many people actually either convince themselves or don't really understand that federal grants are simply taxpayer dollars.
That's right.
That's all it is.
It's packaged and limited for a specific purpose.
Exactly.
That's the kicker.
You're restricted.
It's almost like when you donate to something, you can donate to the general use of the organization, or you can donate specifically for a project. And and redevelopment money actually takes our donation of tax dollars and limits it.
30 years. I'm talking about, you're told that redevelopment is good because, it puts new streetlights up or something. Well, I'll tell you, it better look good, because for 30 years you're going to be paying for it.
Because it's all sold to
That's
bond brokers.
That's your property tax dollars going to bond brokers for 30 years. And that's a lot
of
money.
They do not do what they say they're going to do with that money when they take it from you. And you had mentioned last night at the Reading Tea Party meeting that when redevelopment funds are used to build sustainable living structures within high-density areas, within cities, they frequently are vacant and bankrupt.
That
doesn't matter, because they are sitting there and they are ready when they move us in.
That's right. They are building the hardscape for your future. We're talking about smart jails, okay?
The rabbit hutches above the metro stations.
That's right.
Where we will eat vegetables because meat is bad.
That's right. And you will be surveilled. You will be managed. You will only be able to go where that train that doesn't exist goes, or that bus that is limited goes. And, I wish I was crazy, but I am not crazy. So your property tax dollars are subsidizing development like this. And, your transportation dollars are also, for the first time, being used to build housing. This is what sustainable community strategy is. And this stuff sounds boring. And I'll tell you, they try and make these meetings as boring as possible because they don't want you to get hip. But, it's very interesting. You better get interested because this
is how many people out there
future.
Wonder what their tax dollars are used for when they look around and they see that the roads aren't being fixed, the social services are not being supplied, they don't have enough police on the ground. I mean, they wonder, where the heck are my tax dollars going?
But you have curly antique light poles.
Paths. Yeah, spaced like 20 feet apart, I noticed. You know, bike paths. Hey, your transportation dollars are going to pay for bike paths. And I don't care if you live in Michigan and it's snowing most of the time. You got bike paths, and you're just a wimp if you don't get out there.
And you gave a little description of, we talked about the hydro dams, which they're trying to take out.
Yes.
So there goes your clean energy.
Yes.
You then go to fossil fuels, which they can control, and then when they control that and your electricity rates triple, then the Air Resources Board will come in and tell you you can't burn wood to keep warm.
And your smart meter will regulate your use, and they'll be shutting your appliances.
You're going to be basically living in a cold house.
Cold hut and eating gruel.
Actually, the cold doesn't concern me, but living in Reading, where the air conditioning will be set remotely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I dealt with that actually mm-hmm. here.
You'll be lucky if you have it at all.
Well, here in town, there's one of the city buildings. I used to do meetings there. I used to rent it for meetings. It was like $30. It was a great room.
Yeah.
It's an offsite location on the east side of town, and I had to always tell them how many people were going to be at the meeting because they set the thermostat for that room from City Hall, some 10 miles away.
Mm.
And so if I said 50 people are going to be there in the summer and 100 showed up, we were dying.
And the thing is that...
because it was way too hot.
Their plan is to air conditioning, the plan is to regulate it during the hottest times of the day.
Oh, of course.
When you need it the most when they're going to cut you off.
Oh, that's the point.
That's where the incentive plan is on the smart meter. If you agree between 3 and 7 to basically not use any power, you get this huge discount. Well, that's real nice. But in mm-hmm. real life, 3 to 7 is...
the hottest part of the day.
The hottest part of the day mm-hmm. when you're talking about air conditioning. So for those people that think, oh, the smart meters are fine, you know, I'll just have the radio transmitter turned off. You know, so what if I have it on my house? Okay, so let's see. If I get a pair of handcuffs and I just put one of my hands and I just leave the other one just dangle, mm-hmm. you know.
No, your appliances.
What the heck?
When you go to buy new appliances, they will be set up so they have
RF chips.
Yes, they will. And you will have to have them rewired so that they are connected to your smart meter.
Yeah, why would you need a washing machine with an RF chip in it? You know, mm-hmm. hey, we're doing color clothes right now, you know, we're in spin.
That's right. It's all about inventory and total information. This is a totalitarian state.
Mm-hmm. So we have two more segments to frighten you with coming up here shortly. We're going to thank our advertisers here at We the People Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And though my lack of education hasn't hurt me none, I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all.
Have a vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room,
KCNR1460.com.
Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they'd let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
I think we know what's behind anything green.
All right. Okay, Bob, hold on, a little clap together. Yes.
Okay, Rebecca Corey, you said you had something to say.
Jim Lowe from 1956.
Nice.
All right. So we have a Rosa Corey, the author of Behind the Green Mask. Yes, for those of you who don't know why we're clapping.
So, Rosa, take it away.
Well, that was great. Well, you know, we ended on the idea that, hey, we don't want to scare you. But
we do, really.
But in fact, you know, I want to remind people that we are not the ones that are scaring you. We are reporting on the fact that you are being terrorized.
Very good point.
And giving you a heads up that this method that they're using to terrorize you and control you and limit you and restrict you could not be better utilized by our enemies. If a government wanted to take us down, they couldn't do a better job. Because, you know, what are they doing here? Let's get down to it. They're restricting our energy usage and instituting a carbon tax on industry.
Mm-hmm.
They are pulverizing our roads. They are taking control of our natural resources after they have inventoried everything. They're sinking our economy, exhausting our military, diagnosing a huge portion of the population with mental illness and drugging us.
Prozac.
Especially the kids, too.
That's right. Crippling our transportation system with high-cost trains to nowhere that don't exist. Making a push to divest us of our private homes and vehicles. Indoctrinating our children with neurotic beliefs that they are destroying the planet. And they are being trained, like dogs, to be obedient and good Germans. They're revamping our university system by inserting sustainable development principles into every single course. They are changing every land use document in the country to require high-density housing in city centers, making us easier to control and removing us from the rural areas where we own our land and water and grow the food for our nation. They are redefining torture. They are identifying us, Senate Bill 1867, identifying us as potential enemy combatants here in our so-called homeland. They are allowing warrantless searches and domestic surveillance, declaring our forest services, our forest areas, off limits to humans, refusing to enforce antitrust laws regulating the mega corporations. And let me remind you, fascism is corporate takeover of your government, and allowing and enforcing an open border while encouraging criminality, illegal entry. We're looking at the total destruction of our nation. What we're seeing now, if you take a look, is a debt for nature swap. Do you remember Bechtel taking over the water for Bolivia? A government giving up their natural resources to an agency, a private firm, a corporation, the ownership of their water. If you look into the Club of Paris, and I'll tell you, they got all these jargon terms and these names that make me sound like a nut, but I'll tell you, honey, I am so not a nut. This is the Club of Paris, which is the G8 group getting together and deciding who gets money and who doesn't and what they're going to give up to get those loans, those big government loans, loans from one government to another. You're looking at Club of Paris. That, what do they do? Well, if you can't pay, you're going to have to give up your debt for nature. It's an exchange of your natural resources. So, hey, think about a nation.
Monuments we've designated.
Well, you betcha. And the thing is it isn't about rewilding and going back to nature. It's about selling our mineral rights.
That's right. Our mineral rights, oil and gas, your water, your timber rights. Because you know what? We're looking at being closed out of our natural resources and closed out of huge sections of our country. The wild land areas, roadless areas where you're not going to be able to go in. You're not going to know what's going on there. If somebody's in there logging, if somebody's putting a meter on some enormous aquifer and taking that water and selling it in Europe, you won't know. I am not making this up. We're talking about debt for nature. You go to Club of Paris. That is a United Nations program. It's right there on the internet. They don't hide this stuff. I'm sure they're planning to regulate the internet at some point after they've figured out who's watching. But you know what? Until then, we're free. We're a free people. Let's speak out. Let's
fight back. Yeah, you better enjoy it while you can.
Don't use the word, don't call anybody a dope on the Record Searchlight blogs, though, because you get censored for that.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that?
Now, if you had used the word dope in another context, it would have been fine.
Exactly.
Well, somebody, it's okay to smoke it, but you better not. You're a hater.
Yeah, somebody tells a bald-faced lie at you, and you go, you're a dope. I mean, that's like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. It's okay to tell a lie.
That was just a, you know, I mean, it was just a funny little crack. Mm-hmm. But they can, I look at stuff like that, and I go,
I've been called a,
really?
You know what? Hey, here's what I love. You know I'm gay, right? Mm-hmm. I have been accused
I didn't know that.
You haven't told
us that before. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. Hit the button, Bob. Hit the button.
No, it can't be.
They're taking me out.
Have you forgotten that the Tea Party movement is Republican and homophobic and racist?
Oh, God.
Don't forget sexist.
Check it out. I'm talking about the Democrat. The Democratic machine has actually accused me of being homophobic.
I like it.
What did they do? They didn't get the
message. Wait, did they tell Kay?
They didn't get the message. I loved it.
They didn't get that memo.
Can you say, didn't do our homework?
How convoluted is that?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Did you really enjoy disputing that
one? I loved it. You know what's really funny, too, is I've had a bunch of articles written about me attacking me in the newspaper and in various magazines and stuff, and they always will throw in there that I'm gay, but they'll do it subtly by, like, naming my partner, you know, because they, and like, I guess they're doing it because they think if there's anybody out there that doesn't like gay people, they want to let them know that I'm gay, just in case it's going
to
prejudice
them. In case they
them.
Might want to listen to you and you might be telling the truth.
Right. Don't listen to that woman. She's gay.
So you need to move up here, because see, up here, the way they slander you is they, like, somebody called me, they said on the radio, I'm snarky.
I was snarky.
That is awesome. I love snarky.
Snarky. That's kind of fun.
I'm so proud.
That kind of rolls off the tongue nicely, don't you think?
It does.
It sounds better than gay. I like it.
Yeah. And
you could be snarky and gay.
Woo. And in the blogs, we were really happy that, you know, somebody said that we make too much fun of things and laugh too much on our radio show.
You know, we make fun of everything.
Which clearly we wanted to thank them for listening.
Yeah. So of course we made fun of them.
We didn't want them to feel left out.
You know, we got to keep our sense of humor about this. We really do. Because you know what? The other side, the opposition, does not have a sense of humor.
No, they really don't.
They really don't.
We will identify each other in the trenches by our smile.
You bet.
Honestly, because there is no sense of humor. And it isn't because the circumstances are so dire. It's because, honestly, I think they don't multitask very well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, we are angry. We are green. We are angry. We are green.
You know what?
Like,
green,
really?
And we are mean.
Yeah.
You know what? They farm
people.
We are
angry. We are green. We are pissed and we are mean. How's that?
Can you like crap? Oh, wait. No, that breaks it.
Sorry.
We are poets. And we didn't even know it.
You know what? People are
Tea Party cheerleaders, ladies and gentlemen.
You betcha. They got the pom-poms right here. I see them.
This is so freakish. So,
you know, people are actually, you know, you might ask yourself, and I'm sure you're doing this right now, you're thinking, well, why would people go along with this?
I always wonder that.
You wonder. I talked to my dad this morning, and he was like, oh, my dad's so cute. He goes, what are you going to do if you actually stop Agenda 21? You won't be selling books anymore. I said, Daddy, that's the whole point. I don't care about the books. It's about stopping Agenda 21. But, you know, this is what they do. They look for people. They identify so-called neighborhood leaders by people who are going along to get along. Mm-hmm. And then they elevate those people into positions of power.
Talk about perverting the concept of leadership.
This is exactly what, and if you're a real leader, they will attack you, malign you, and take you down. But I don't want you to get discouraged, because you know what? You're not alone. And we are all over this great country. This is a true grassroots movement, and we're growing. So get on board and be part of this, because we all need all the people we can get.
Well,
outside the crosswalk, walking against the light.
That's
and
right.
As you can tell, we actually have a pretty good time.
I know, what's not to like? That's the part I don't get. You could be in the angry, grumpy group that's like, it's sort of like the Occupiers versus the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this is so funny. You know, you could be with the dirty, angry, going nowhere bunch.
You're unscented.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
I mean, 200 pounds of human waste, you know, taken out of one of their
that's disgusting.
Meaning to a dump site.
But you know what? Well, you know what? Let me tell you, though. You know, here's the thing about Occupy. The thing about Occupy, though, is they did get some stuff right. And yeah. that is one of their chances. Banks got bailed out. We got sold out.
Yeah.
And this is true.
So true.
This was a takedown of the American people. And it is very effective because the poorer we are,
sure.
the less private property
right.
we own, the more willing we are to do whatever it takes
That's
to get
right.
a few bucks. And we want to live in our government housing mm-hmm, unit mm-hmm. and get our government money and our government vouchers. And so we are willing to rat out our neighbors. So you know what?
That's the creepy part.
That's
yeah, that and
really
that's the
is
part
hard.
That I think I think ultimately most of us believe in America we wouldn't do that. But I
desperate
mean,
desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah, but we've talked to people before, yeah. like at my mom's condo complex. I mean, the gardener's there ripping out her invisible fence
for her
from
dog.
Under the ground that keeps her dog there. You know, you wear the little collar and they
yeah.
don't go across the thing.
Yeah.
Because they put it underneath the common grass area so they could let their dog out. My stepdad's in a wheelchair. You know, he can't chase the dog. So they ripped that out because it was against the rules.
Yeah.
And my mom, who doesn't cut
That's
the tags
right.
off the mattress, was like, hey, she's writing letters to the condo board. And I thought, you know what?
Yeah, you
got to
ask
everybody gets
board.
Pushed too far.
Yes, that's
right. That's
right.
Thank goodness. You know what? I'll say that is one thing we've got going for us.
I like it.
Is that they're pushing too hard, too fast now.
Yep.
And that's
yeah, they
why
are.
You're waking up.
They're kind
but
of
you know
on
what?
Overdrive.
They're going for the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get on board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stand up.
Now's a great yep. time because, frankly, you know, everybody's running one direction or the other. And you know, you're either running toward the solution or you got your head in the sand. But anymore, it's pretty hard to have your head in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty difficult. I mean, even people in Reading are being mm-hmm. Told what kind of trees
hey,
they can have
you.
In their yard.
Thank
they are
you
stupid
for
as that.
Doing this.
Yeah.
Thank you for having this program. And thank, you know, we have got a lot of alternative media that's really getting it out there
yes,
now.
Yes, we do. And there's a lot of it out there.
Yes.
Tons of it. And so we better thank our advertisers so we can have tons more. And we'll be right back with you in 2 minutes. We're talking to Rosa Corey here on We the People Radio, KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media.
There's a black man with black hair. Little black man, he's got interstate running through his front yard. You know, he thinks he's got it so good.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
You know, we've got the fun. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Smooth things over a little bit here. I think we've scared you enough, so we're going to bring a little Marvin Gaye to bring a little love into it. And
yikes. Well, yeah. I thought it was because Rosa was a saxophone player.
That's right.
You were? I did not
I'm
know.
I'm still a sax player.
Nice.
That's right.
Oh, my favorite
That's
one.
What I thought we were
my
doing.
My favorite. Did not know
Elizabeth
that.
Got all carried about you know, the love part
know.
That got her all screwed
I
up there.
I love yeah, Marvin Gaye. I love the saxophone.
I figure if it's good enough for Clinton, it's good enough for me.
Oh. Hey, so
just joking there.
So something that crossed my mind is if we don't manage to circumvent this movement, whatever lives people have at this moment, whatever they may be, is the best they will ever be.
Yeah,
correct?
Isn't that something? And your kids will not know what it is to live free. That's a, you know, this is about the heaviest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been politically
active. That goes
active,
for three or four of us.
You know, for my entire life, mm-hmm. really. But, and mainly on national issues. But we're coming down. We got to mm-hmm. look at our local, at how this is implemented locally. So, you know, we have to get young people involved in this because they have been indoctrinated. And so many of the, you know, I go all around the country, and most of the groups that I speak with are, of course, Tea Party, 912, private property rights groups, you know, libertarians, mm-hmm. and a lot of these groups are over 50. you know, over the age of 50. We need to bring our young people with us to these meetings. We need to help people to understand what it is that they're losing and how they're being indoctrinated. And I think that we can do that. And it's a service that we want to do. Because I have a little thing, you know, how you can talk to your liberal friends about United Nations Agenda 21. Because, you know, a lot for
some... Is that in the book?
It's not exactly in the book. But I'm actually going to be doing some webinars.
That would be a good tool.
And that is one of the webinars I'll be doing. But one of the things, you know, that of course you're going to be talking about is loss of food security. And two things that are in the book are food sheds and asset-based community development. And asset-based community development is you are the asset and you will be mapped and identified. This entire program, Agenda 21, is about identification, inventory, mapping of every individual, every resource in the entire
human
United
resources.
States. And you are also resources, not just natural, it's human resources. So asset-based community development, ABCD, came out of the University of Chicago. And
surprise!
Yeah, and
shocking.
In fact, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were trained, and Michelle is on the faculty of the Asset-Based Community Development Institute. And what they do is they enforce and train mandatory volunteering.
Yeah, they've talked about that. They've talked. It's funny, he brought that up, and it's been kind of quiet lately, so they must be implementing behind the scenes.
What is that? Mandatory volunteering sounds
a lot
like slavery.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like the little Hitler Youth program and some of that kind of stuff.
Hey, and just think about it. Doesn't it sound like doesn't it sound like community service? Required community service if you're like one of those guys in the orange vests on the side of the road having to pick up trash? Or how about if you're a student trying to get into a university, but you know you're not going to be able to make it in there unless you do some mandatory volunteering?
I can give you some boots on the ground for that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who is looking for volunteers.
Oh,
come
fish,
on.
Fish
they're
and
my
game.
Favorite.
Fish and game. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
let's
get a little social engineering on board here.
And then the Forest Service recently handpicked really low-income kids in the community and took them on a day-long Christmas party slash forest care indoctrination.
That is exactly what it is. It's indoctrination. And children are very, very vulnerable. And they already believe that they're a threat to the planet and that they're endangering the planet. And you put a child or any person in a panic state, they are not able to think clearly.
Yeah.
And this is the last thing that your government wants, is for you to think clearly and question this. So that's one thing that you can talk to your liberal friends about is asset-based community development, mandatory volunteering, and food security, food sheds, which is when you're living in a transit village, which is what your town was formerly. It was formerly a town, now it's a transit village.
Rabbit hutches.
Where you're not able to, you don't own a personal vehicle.
And you're in government housing.
That's right. You're in government housing. And you're ringed by green space that is now used for growing the food. That you talk about locavore. This is the food that is actually grown within maybe 25 miles of where you live. You're living in some transit village where you can only leave it by bus or train. And the number of people who can live in that so-called village is determined by the amount of food, the number of calories that can be grown in that ring that's around that transit village. We're talking about food sheds. And just think about that. If there's only a certain number of calories that can be yielded from that land, and you have a limited number of people that can be living in that transit village, then if you want to move there, or you want to have a child, or you want to marry someone from somewhere else and bring them there, you're going to have to get permission, aren't you, from that homeowners association? And how about, aren't you going to have to show your residence identification card in order to get your food? And so here we go.
And what happens
given that more than 50% of the population is considered to be obese in this country?
That's another thing. Obesity
is... We'll get eliminated.
Obesity is going to be identified and is now being identified as a crime. And you're seeing, you're going to see with redevelopment, they're calling areas blighted that have a high incidence of obesity in them.
Wow.
So this is a method. It's a tool. They always call these tools. They're actually weapons against us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to get you off track, but just I want to throw something out there real quick. We talk about the kids. We need to kind of reverse the indoctrination that they're getting through the government. And I had asked you last night if you had ever heard of the trilogy of books called The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. I just read all three books. They're specifically designed for middle school and high school kids. They are published under the Scholastic label, and the author comes from a military family. And all three books deal specifically with everything that we've talked to today. And it's a good book. It's a good set of books to get your kids. I really encourage you to run to Barnes & Noble. They've got a whole table, at least in our area, set up specifically for this. Because these books paint the picture of what it looks like when your government gets too big and takes over. Mm-hmm. They literally have people in encampments.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about the revolution. So it's the opposite of what they're learning now.
Sure. And a lot of this is brought about with a destabilized world.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. None of these things happened yesterday. I mean, for all the people that are like, well, Obama did this.
No.
This happened a long time ago.
Yeah. This has been creeping for a long time.
Right. The thing that makes it extra dangerous right now, it's funny. It's like a race. I mean, you try to step back from it so you're not so close that you actually miss what's happening. But when you step back and you look at this, on the one hand, you have a race. You see these progressives that see the fruition of their magical plan with their smart meters and, you know, driving everybody out of the rural lands and let's bring wolves into California.
Yeah.
Let's endangered species everything and let's make everybody stop eating meat and you know. So you see that train come in at a high rate of speed. Well, they're pushing that way too fast. Because on the other track, you have a whole lot of people that, unfortunately for them, they did pick a guy who was willing to rip mm-hmm. the mask off and run fast.
Right.
And so a lot of people have become activated in the pushback, and that's going very fast, too. And it's interesting because those two trains are coming like an X, you know? You see that intersection, and somebody's getting through the intersection, or they're going to crash.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to me, you know, will we have enough people on the train of information mm-hmm. that'll head this thing off at the pass? Or will this thing just go right off the cliff?
Right. This is where ideology collides with reality.
Yeah.
Ideology colliding with reality.
Ideology has no place in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just doesn't. But that's what drives it. That's the interesting part. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the coal that's going in the steam train, you know, if you will, is that ideology that's stoked all the time. Look at the class warfare.
Well, it's given
being promoted.
Them. This is the excuse. This is the green mask. You
know,
the environmental movement has been hijacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a manipulation. This is the way that they're able to sell this. It sounds so good, doesn't it? Bringing back endangered species. Who could be against that, you know? Who could be against, you know, all these green things? It just sounds so cool. I mean, they have the whole jargon thing mm-hmm. going. This is a manipulation. That's
what the
problem is.
You list all the words that are used.
Yes.
Sustainable, green,
vibrant,
smart,
walkable.
Bikeable,
consensus, community strategy.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so we have we're in the under a minute to wrap up our 2 hours. I know
very
it's almost
quickly.
Over.
All your website. How do people find you?
Okay, please do come and find me. They're going to if you don't. It's Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com and Post Sustainability Institute.org. You can get my book. It's called Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. Get it on my website, or you can go to Amazon and get it there.
Fantastic. Great. You can find all this at wethepeopleradio.us. Thank you, Miss Rosa Corey.
Thank you. It's been great again.
Bye, Elizabeth. Bye, Bob. We'll see you guys all next week.
Bye, Aaron. Bye, Elizabeth. Thank you so much, Rosa.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. See you next week. We the People Radio signing out.
You're tuned to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Awesome. We're not drinking your Kool-Aid. We're drinking tea.